again, that says Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, our study tour should go on now. We are now taking another chapter altogether onto relation marketing. It is on value creation in relationship marketing and strategies for cross promotion. So what is concept of relationship? The concept of relationship implies at the last two conditions. That is, a relationship is a mutually rewarding connection between the provider and the customer. Both the parties are expected to benefit through the value. So when we talk of the value, the both parties, which is seller and a buyer, this relationship should give benefit to both of them. If the supplier is not, or the seller is not benefited, only the buyer is, it's not a relationship which is beneficial to both of them. Then parties concerned develop commitment to the relationship over a time, and they are therefore willing to make adoption in the routines with which the exchange situation deals. So I repeat again, parties concerned develop commitment to the relationship over a time, and they are therefore willing to make adaptations in the routing with the exchange situations they deal. So both the parties concerned develop a commitment. Buyer is ready to buy, the seller is making a commitment, adapting to it and making a sale. So it's a situation of a deal. Relationship market is dedicated to mutual need development, triggering interdependence between the client and the partner on a long-term basis. Relationship marketing develops relationship on a long-term basis. It is not, as I have been saying again and again, it goes for a long term. And augmented by the clients through delivery of right solution. In case of a product is sold, the right product is delivered. If the service is being offered, the right and the needed service is being provided. In the right time, most important thing is the right timing. And as I said, for example, somebody orders for a sweater or a jacket before someone is traveling on a holiday. There is no point delivering him. He has returned back from a holiday. It's not the right time. So that is backed by relationship construction, namely on trust. Ultimate trust between both of them. Both of them should have the faith in each other. Both of them develop an hidden trust into them. Need not be exhibited, but a trust prevails. The commitment. There is a commitment from both the parties that yes, what has been marketed is going to be delivered, and likewise the customer make a commitment of paying the amount or the cost of the services or the charges being levied on the customer. So there is a commitment, and if anything is concerning both of them, they would have to raise it. Example, when the payment should be made, how much is the money to be paid, what advance is required. Any concern should be there into relationship construction. We come to a topic called creating customer value. Now, value creation, what is the value creation? A value creation can be viewed as one of the key cross functional process, namely strategy and development process. You have to create a value for the product, your services, your in turn multi-channel integration process. That value for your product can come through various sources. It can be from multi-channel, which we have discussed in the previous chapter, and information management processes. As I said, the trust, the commitment, and the information should be channelized properly into the management process, should be passed on. Ultimately, there should not be any bad element into it. The idea of selling the product should be with a good intention. Services should be committed, what has been and should be honored. Excuse me. Creating customers' value. Customer value creation is a teamwork. Please remember, as I have said, any customer marketing is never a marathon. It's a relay run. So you, as you would have seen in the relay matches, you pass on to your first partner and the second, and the last one reaches to the ultimate goal. Likewise, customer value creation is a teamwork. No individual can claim that yes, he takes the full pride or she takes the full pride of being a successful creation of a customer value. Look, I would give the example of an departure of the flights on time. Why do people prefer a specific flight? Simply because it meets the customers, it has created a value in the eyes of customer. On-time departure, that's what customer is looking for. That value has been. Then, to let that flight go on time, there is a huge amount of teamwork into it. It's not only the pilot which flies the aircraft is responsible for an on-time departure. It is the check-in staff, the ground staff, the traffic staff, all are working as a team for that value which is created. X airline, Y airline departs on time. So that's teamwork, and it is innovation in terms of cost. People like teamwork in cost. The cost should also be maintained. There's a cost with every product, and that is within a framework of cost, quality. No compromise on quality, as I always recommend. There is no compromise on quality of the product, and also the market and distribution channel with similar other factors of an enterprise by cross-functional teams. So value creation selling does not end once the sale is made. We all know we bought a product, we gave an example, I refer to buying to a car. Selling a car of XYZ brand does not stop there. It is not that relationship has come to an end. The value has been created for that brand. You take the example of an Apple, the famous iPhone which we use. Apple, it has created a big name. You think Apple has stopped marketing? You think Apple has stopped customer service? No. To retain that value, there is a whole team of work which keeps on going after the sale is done. So it's a value creation selling. You sell a brand, and that brand is sold on what goes for the value that has been created in the minds of the end users and the consumer. Features of the relationship marketing activities. What do you do? It is collaborative business activity between a supplier. So everybody collaborate. There is no customer who should be said by the supplier or the other party saying that a job is done. Now you took the product, it is your responsibility. So no, then it is executed on one-to-one basis. For any sale, for example, or a marketing activity, every client should feel comfortable and should take pride to get connected to a particular supplier. It should be one-on-one based. You can't just ask customer, line up, and get the service. That is where a lot of people get fed up. For example, when you call on some telephone, you are told, you are in the queue, you do this and you do that. There is no one-on-one service, which is very important in creating a customer value. It helps growth of the total market. When there is a customer value created, the marketing fishers in relationship activities develop. There is an entire market that comes up. A brand coming from a zero level, from a grassroots, the product goes into the market and the growth comes for the total market. Look at what? We were never had mobile phones. We were just talking from a handset. But look, a product was developed. The product came to the market. And now, I don't think anybody in the city of Mumbai, in a big metro, can imagine of not being without a mobile phone. That's the value has been created. That is what is called creation of a value. And then, it helps generate a better end user value at reduced cost. When the phones were launched, mobile phones, the hand phones, those days, it was called, when they were launched, it was the priority or the, it was only few who had this. But now, as I said just now, it is now with everyone. The value has been created. Mobile phone, everybody can leave home without food, but nobody leaves home without a mobile phone. That value has been created. That's called creating a value for the product. Value proposition explains the relationship between the performance of the product and the fulfillment of the customer's need. Again, when the product is being sold, the product should perform also. Somebody has bought up something, say like a shirt, or a woman has bought some cosmetic, and the idea was to get rid of the pimple. If the pimples don't go away and the product doesn't work, it was just a jelly, gel sort of a thing, then the product has not met with the values which were in the mindset of the customer. So the usage and ownership of, from the acquisition of the product to the usage and ownership of the eventual disposal, there should be a customer relationship life cycle. So somebody is happy with a cosmetic, once happy, will always use the same product because lifetime a relationship has been built. As every customer is different, we all know everybody is different from one another. Everybody has a different mindset. Everybody has a different need. So it is changing needs. And it is crucial. Once upon a time, people were happy with just mere normal set of mobile phone. Now, we want WhatsApp on it. We want apps on it. We are going for more and new, more new things in electronic gadgets. And that values are now changing, customer needs are changing. So when your value proposition for each customer is clearly and individually articulated and cognizant, the customer lifetime will value. Look at the one particular brand of mobile phone. That is now more. That is no more on that top value which was there about 5 years back. And other brands have taken over for that very famous mobile phone brand. That because it lost its customer value. What's the customer value chain? Every activity performed by the firm creates some value which reflects finally in the firm's product offer. And that these activities are linked to a chain. So whatever the activity being performed to create value, it works as a chain. Value chain is basically a tool for identifying ways in which a firm can enhance the value it creates. So it's a chain basically. Development keep coming, growth keep coming, understanding the customer need keeps need coming, and that creates further value for the product. Firms can also use the concept of competitors analysis. Everybody benefits from the market growth, and when the market growth is properly gauged, properly analyzes, if it is analyzed properly, then even from competitors analysis you can learn. Now step, what are the steps involved in value providing process? So value selection, what do you select? How do you consider that this should be my product's weightage? This should be my product's value. And that has to be determined before when you decide on the value of your product. Value creation and the delivery. You have determined this I want to be the value. For example, a film movie producer would think my movie should be a total entertainment. Then that creation and the delivery of that entertaining movie should be done to the utmost quality. So that is a step in value providing. Value communication. You need to communicate what you have done. You can't just create. You see a lot of film actors and actress coming on different shows and talk about. So they communicate about the product, the shoot problems, what was the funny activity that was. Everybody worked as a family. You keep hearing all celebrities coming on different TV channels. That is communication of the product, that this is going to be launched, and then listen about it. Somebody talking about a new product that is coming up, and they send a teaser, for example, just for you to see as an advertisement clip coming in. That's value communication. And then value enhancement to continue growing that and enhance. Nothing should stop on the value. Once you stop, you would experience downward trend. No proper product which is marketed with a vision of a growth doesn't remain in the market. So value selection, let's take one by one. This activity is involved in marketing planning, buyer analysis and marketing segment. So you decide which will be your marketing segment, whom you will address this product to. This is going to be, for example, I gave you an example of a total entertainment. So the market segment for them is the wives, the husband, the children and others, family member. So total entertainment for everybody. You are talking of some product which only caters to senior citizens. That is your market segment. So your value to be created for that. For a senior citizen product, you cannot bring a youth as presenter for them. So you have to pick up senior citizen to market that product so that people can link to that and analyze what is required. So buyer's analysis and planning. Value creation, for example, this activity is involved in product development, manufacturing. As I said to you, manufacturing and development, we want to start a buy that would give 80 kilometers per liter. So that product development, when it is done in the market, then it should be manufactured and tested. When you start communicating, is this product going to meet 80 kilometer standard? Yes, then this is the right marketing. And then communicating it with all what you. So you mix it up with advertisement, you bring a sales promotion, bring a celebrity as an ambassador for that, and value communication is passed on. So value communication, value selection, value creation is step in providing the process. Value enhancement. As I said to you, take an example in the car. the car, the Ambassador, which was once upon a time the only available car manufactured in India. And where is that now? Nobody knows whether Hindustan Motor is still manufacturing or not. Not that I know. But that is where the enhancement stopped. So, giving that as just an example purpose, we are saying that the firms are conscious and continuous endeavor to improve upon the offered value to maintain customer satisfaction, having an edge over competitor. So competitor would always, can always claim in the market, we have a product which has as an edge over the above, other competitor. Our product is how better than the competitor. That is what is to be done. And this process is done through feedback and customer service exercises. Every good and professional seller would always continue taking feedback, and just not normal feedback, by taking close questions and expecting a close answer. At times, even detailed answers are welcome. Did you enjoy the journey? Close question answer would be say yes and no. But you think, what you think we should make it more comfortable, and then they would say, yes, you had this and that. So that's a survey, that's an exercise which we need to do for product enhancement. Value chain, the value chain, basic idea in the value chain approach are as follows. What is that? Every firm is collection of activities and can be desegregated in terms of the activities. So, collection of activities combined together and then desegregate them. Nobody can say that, MD cannot say of a company, look, everything will be done by me. No, he has to desegregate, distribute the job responsibility, get it done through different departments. No matter if he or she is a brand ambassador. So there are 9 different activities. We'll take one by one. These are the 9 distinct activities that create. These 9 activities comprise of 5 primary and 4 support activities. Let's take and have a look at them. The customer value chain, the 5 here are listed. Firm's infrastructure, human resource management, technology development, and procure. So that's the consumer value chain. What is inbound logistic, marketing and sales, operation, services, outbound logistics? They create an services requirement where a customer value chain is built. Let's take one by one. Primary activities, which we just say, we just saw in the previous slide, inbound activity. Receiving. Suppose some company is involved in receiving a product, then it should be received, properly stored. You are distributing some stuff. It's a rainy season. You are not properly stored it. The product is going to be spoiled. Look, for example, procurement of the foodstuff, the cereals, the grains, if they are not stored properly. Likewise, if you have a store and storing it, not properly only, but at the right places. So, and then an inventory control. What is inventory control? Keeping a proper stock of it. That is called inventory control. And then transportation and planning. So, transportation planning. If you have to procure stuff, something from Thane, then of course your store is in Mumbai, then there should be proper transporting link. Then operations, let's see about designing and production. This include machining, packaging, assembly. People buy the product which look attractive. That goes with our aesthetic sense. We'll pick up something which looks attractive. So proper packaging also is important. assembly area. You all know production line and then the assembly line. So that also is important in the primary activities of inbound activities. Equipment maintenance. You can't have, suppose in your production line you have got some equipment which is part of your production. Suddenly it breaks down, then the whole production stops. So you have to properly equipment. Airline flies. The airline has to keep proper maintenance of the aircraft. You drive a car, you keep a proper maintenance of the car. So that is important. Testing. A new product which has been launched should be tested first. You can't just say it can meet the requirement and not test it and suddenly it's a flop product. Or it does not turn up. Or you can't just say, sorry, it has a teething problem, it didn't work. Your entire expenses of what you have done on marketing goes down the drain if you have not tested the product. For example, cosmetic. So you have developed an aftershave or a lady's coloring stuff, and that lipstick suddenly turned out to be not matching per your skin as per the standard of dermatologists, then that product is failed. So that has also to be done. Creating activity that transform the inputs into the final product. Then we come to the outbound logistic. This activity is required to get the finished product at the customer. That would be from warehousing, order fulfillment, transportation and distribution. Hope it's clear. Then marketing and sales line of function goes again into primary activities. The activities associated with getting buyers to purchase. You can make most wonderful product, but if there is no buyer for it, there is no point for it. What happens? For example, real estate, you built up a wonderful property, but if you don't have a buyer for it, there is no point in building houses where there are no. So you have to get the buyer as well. And including channel of selection, advertising, promotion, selling, pricing, and retail management. So this is marketing and sales. I repeat here, marketing and sales are really a very connected link. They are like a chain. It goes as a chain where marketing and the sales begin. Where marketing people have done their job, the bell would start ringing, or your sales rep would be reaching to the end user. So that is an activity coming after marketing. So you need to implement all that. Your salesperson from in marketing, you said, order with us, we will deliver you instantly. Your salesperson reaches and says, we have this new product. Oh yes, we are aware of it. Thank you. Now we want to buy 5. I'm sorry, you have to place an order. I'll get from you my stock that will come after 1 week. That is not a proper chain. So product and then retail management. Then of course a lot of products are not sold. They are sold to wholesaler and then they go to retailer. For example, all the consumer goods which we talk about, they manufacture any detergent brand, any foodstuff brand, any quick fast food, packed fast food I'm talking of, being manufactured, any plastic good which is being manufactured is being retailed. So that retail management also to be concerned. Service, it means it maintains and enhances the product value. If the service, quality of service is poor, it will not go into the market well. Everybody will say, well, the product is good, but there is no good service. So that includes customer support. You have to have a customer support team. That's why when you go to big mall, there's always a customer support team available. Unlike you go to the shop where you buy from a small vendor, everything is that vendor himself. If there are 10 customers, he's asking you to wait. And sometimes he says, I don't know, I brought this from XYZ, I'm selling it, there is no support from me, I'm not the So that's important. Then repair service, if you are into marketing of a product that can cause damages or repair or some services, you need to have all that installation, training and spare part management, upgrading, etc. Well, how do the car work? How do the small, even computers, for example, they need to have a proper spare available, proper hardware coming to you available. Otherwise, within short span of time, that product will disappear from the market. And then if someone said, how do if I buy Windows 7 now? Windows 10 is coming. Will it take upgrading to Windows 10 in the same system? If there is a Windows 10 upgrade, I'll buy this now. Otherwise, I'll wait till Windows 10 comes in. So that is another important thing.